Kindergarten daf Maseches Megillah daf Dal beginning on the days beginning to taste and also beginning with the Gemara but then the Abba Abba's Bushis Rab should carry it and he might come to carry it Dal Amos Bushis Rab then we cannot read the Megillah on Shabbos so taste is kosher difficult. Why doesn't the Gemara say simpler? But you see, Bushis Rab Bushis Rab might come to carry from his house to the street. The Ruch of the Musa have a trade that's definitely more normal. That's a mistake you might make to be over the Issa Beraisa more than carrying Dal Amos Bushis Rab, which implies that you weren't in your house first. So it says, for someone you can say is the Meshus Yoch and the Meshus Rabbim actually loy ta'inchi. Not true. We wouldn't be concerned for that you might come from Meshus Yoch and the Meshus Rabbim, because people don't usually make the mistake. You realize where your house ends, and you don't usually carry out of your house. But sometimes it happens that Megillah is already in the street, and he's reading from it. The other day, he might come to carry the Talmud inside of it to walk to someone nearby to ask him, hey, how do you do this? How do you read this? And that's what we're concerned for. You could say the reason why we didn't say from a private domain to a public domain is l'fishal pa'am she'in sham chiv chatzis, because in those cases sometimes you actually might not have the isa deraisa of liability of chatzis. But let's say you didn't pick it up initially for that purpose. You're going to mafan the chavetz mizavas lazavas, where oftentimes in the house you're just clearing an object from one corner to another corner. If nimach alein latin and you change your mind to take it outside, the potmak tamar. That you're actually exempt from that reasoning, as the Gemara says in Shabbat Daf Hema Beis, because you didn't do Akira for the Haitzah. And therefore, the primary concern was in Rosh Hashanah, where you wouldn't have clearing objects from one corner to another. There it's more common to have this concern of being over the Issa Deraisa. Kirinik says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, as we said in the previous Divine Master, they've been in Abba's Amram's Rosh Hashanah, and we're concerned you might come to carry the Alamah's Rosh Hashanah. Now, Tais is bothered by a question. So wait a second. You know, Shakalulub, you know, Bo the Shaifer, you know, read the Megillah, because you might come to carry. So it says Abba Mila b'Shabbos. What's with Mila on Shabbos? What we should have the same concern. Why do we let Mila on Shabbos? So it says no ein letchet. For that reason, you shouldn't push off the Mila because the Chamira. First of all, Mila is very severe. She can nechus ola yigam abrisis. First of all, there was 13 covenants that were made with that of the Bris Mila. And v'gam ein odem mal elm kein habaki. A person doesn't circumcise unless he is a professional, because the sekanda should be there, but there's danger if a person is not a professional. So the whole concern is you're not a professional. You might go to one to teach you. A bris mila is being done by a mila, by a moihel who's a baki. Now, ach nishal l'riha levi, what was asked to the riha levi was, eich toik matzah yom kippurim. There's a minig that a matzah yom kippurim, before Abdullah, there's a tekiya, there's a blast from the shayfa a matzah yom kippurim. But v'alei osalas malacha j'abdu, now do malacha until you do Abdullah. And so just consider malacha. How could you do that? That's first of all. Basu, moreover, is related to our context. Shemiyelech it's a baki. You might come to carry to go to a baki to teach him how to blow it on Yom Kippur. Kedachashin and Bereshon Shachal b'Shabbos, like Rishon pulls on Shabbos. Then we can hardly learn the Mekhash like Gezer. We should be considered like Gezerah. How do we let Matzah Yom Kippurim before Abdullah to blow the Shefer? The answer is no. The Mishum Tekiya Shefer, first of all, blowing the Shefer, Chachma v'ein malacha. It's considered wisdom and not a malacha. So there's no problem about doing malacha on Yom Kippur. V'gam moreover, lechashinu shem aniyach etzabaki. How could you say I'm going to go to a baki? Because the mishum tikiya achas, because of this one blast, she'enel mishum zechel yevul, it's only to recall yevul, le'itzakuli high. You don't need so much kiddush hashana, like when you're blowing on hashana, the deraisi, where it's biblical, but tzok shleshim kaz, you need to do 30 sounds, they would be considered manat over here. Therefore, we don't have shem yevaren over there. Now, Rabbeinu Shmuel, I mean, he says, the davka b'shabbos b'rish hashana. Now, specifically, like we said in our Gemara, on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, that's where we're concerned, that we don't let you blow the Shaver, because the Imma Vida of Amos Rosh Hashanah, because if we're going to carry it for Amos Rosh Hashanah, because we're there, you can have the biblical violation. So, Behovah, the Eshlachas, they most definitely were concerned. Abba Matzim Kippurim, the Afilah Mavida Dal Amos Rosh Hashanah, even in the carry for Amos in Rosh Hashanah, like Elias and Derabon, only Rabbinic Isser, which they said you now do Malacha before you did Havdalah, but it's not really Yom Kippurim anymore. But Vada Legaza, they most definitely were not going to make Exer, because to have Exer, it would be a Rabbinic concern for Rabbinic Halacha, which we don't do. He says that the reason why you don't read Megillah on Shabbos, because the paupers are waiting for Matanz of Yom when the Megillah is being read, and since the Shabbos is not getting it, then we don't read on Shabbos. Now, says Tais, you most definitely have to say that Rabbi Yisuf lepolikatamid Rabba. Rabbi Yisuf doesn't really disagree with the first pshat that of Rabba, that because we gozer shemiyaber endal amsos Shabbos, because to come by sheif velulav lekatamachin, because by sheif and lulav, why we don't do it on Shabbos, there's no other reasonings, and then everyone agrees to the halacha. So it must be he agrees to Rabba. But still, he gives another reasoning for here with the Megillah from the Ikan of Kusa Mio, because there would be actually a ramification of his new pshat b'mikdash in the Beis Hamikdash. The Lekash was where there's no Isid Rabbanon, where they actually allowed to blow the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash, and you allowed to shock the lulav in the first day of Sukkos, because there's no we don't not gozer shvusim isur Rabbanon, which is what this is in the Beis Hamikdash. But still, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be forbidden for them to read Megillah on Shabbos, even though there's no problem about the Gezeirah Shel Me'abedenu, because of this idea of the paupers who are waiting for the Matan Zavyonim, and they won't get it on Shabbos. So therefore, it's a halacha that's pertinent for a halacha ramification with that of the Beis HaMikdash.